Following World War II, all states that had begun such experimental mind control techniques continued to do so during the uneasy peace that existed between the West and the Soviet states. Most notably, psychological adjustment of military personnel, prisoners and eventually citizens became common practice in both communist Russia and China. The West was not far behind. In communist China, the process became known as thought reform. It had long since become apparent that mass thought reform programs could be organized extensively and effectively to control the general population of such states. Mass thought reform programs were not the sole interest of communist states. In the West, the US, Canada and the United Kingdom, thought reform techniques had already begun to be used upon military personnel and upon various prison populations. From the 1950s, covert research into thought reform programs had reached a point where such neurological and psychological techniques could be deployed against the population at large.
We'll be right back.
personality elements. Damage and disablement of serotonin receptors and production glands. Readjustment of neurochemistry to create a permanent state of psychosis within the subject. Brainwashing and memory removal. The implication and insertion of false memories and personality traits. Readjustment of subject's goals. Drug-induced hypnotic emphasis placed on state-approved values. Psychological impact.